Mountain Delights, narrated by Julie Abel, narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. A Wonderful Morning by Lotte Ringkoping. The summer holidays are coming to an end, but there is one last opportunity for a trip to the beach. When I set my bicycle down near the beach, the car park is almost empty. It's like this every year. When the summer reaches the end, the sun worshippers have had enough. Strange. The weather is lovely. Sunny, an almost cloudless sky. And at least a few degrees over 20. Perfect beach weather. I take off my top and shorts, unfold my beach towel, and thoroughly cover myself in sun cream before lying down on my stomach, just in my G-string, to let the sun caress my sunburnt body. Soon, I am warm from top to toe and ready for the first dip of the day. I hide my keys under a stone and run through the rocks and down to the sea so I can freshen up. When I come back, I see that a young man has lain his beach towel near mine. I act casual and lie on my back with my legs towards him. I spread them a little, provocatively, and doze off for a while. When I come to my senses again, I don't let him see it, but lie completely still and study him from behind my dark sunglasses. He's lying on his side, looking eagerly up between my legs. I see that he has a boner, which is peeking up from over the waistband of his little black swimming trunks. Only then I realize that my G-string has slid up into between my labia. At first, I do nothing. But then I have an idea. Acting as though I'm still asleep, I scratch my thigh, letting my hand linger for a moment after repeating the gesture, but this time over my pussy. I carefully shift the material to the side and start playing with myself while maintaining eye contact with him. I'm soaking wet. His eyes are standing on stalks while he fights bravely to somehow keep his dick in his swim shorts. In the end, he gives up and grabs it, to my great satisfaction. He just doesn't know it yet. Carefully, he starts to masturbate. Jeez, I get so aroused at the sight. My nipples rise, and that familiar feeling in my stomach tells me that something has to be done. So I stretch and act as though I'm waking up. He stops abruptly when I push myself onto my elbows and take off my sunglasses.